Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for sensual stories, erotic tales, and good old-fashioned filthy fun. It's great to see so many of you subscribing. You know now that you won't miss a thing. Now, I will be adding bonus episodes in as well. So for those few of you that haven't subscribed, you will just have to keep checking back. Unless, of course, you want to subscribe now. Go on, the button's there. Press it, and you know you won't miss a second of salacious pleasure. And please remember that if you want to enjoy even deeper satisfaction and truly intense pleasure, then you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com, where you can download your own free full-length experiential erotica experience. As always, this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. So go ahead and lay on your bed and get yourself nice and comfortable. Put your earbuds in and just take a nice deep breath and let go of any stress, any tension. You can know that this is your time for the next 30 minutes or so. It's just you and my voice. So what have we in store for this evening? Well, two things. One, an exclusive surprise that I'm saving towards the end. Really, no one else in the world has heard this publicly. Not even the publisher. I wanted you to hear it first. But before that, we have a scene reading from Daddy Dom P.I., written by E.J. Frost. I have to say this is a delightfully playful read. Sexy and mischievous, I'll roll between those pages, just as you would expect from any Daddy Dom erotic story. As always, I'll just give you a quick read of the blurb to give you a feel for it. Death, pirates, and a Daddy Dom to the rescue. P.I. James Logan is used to being in charge, both in his personal life and in his investigations. When he's hired to investigate the suspicious death of a passenger on an alternative lifestyle cruise, Logan swaps his gun for a flogger. All he needs is a good cover, and he knows just the sub to provide it. Author Emily Martin is no stranger to the lifestyle. She's a veteran of emotionally unavailable masters and see you later, sadists. However, Logan's no weekend dom, and his dedication to being her daddy could just convince Emily to give full-time power exchange another try. But there's no chance for a happily ever after with a killer at large. When the chase turns lethal, Emily must call on every ounce of courage to save her daddy. Will she be a little too late? Hopefully that's whetted your appetite nicely. If not, your panties a little. And now on to the main excerpt. With my endorphins surging from the workout, my body loose from the jacuzzi afterwards, and my mood lifted by the crack with Niall, returning to watching CCTV footage seems unbearably depressing. Widows might be the worst part of my job, but watching an empty corridor, minute by minute, is a close second. Emily seems undeterred. She takes the laptops from me when I remove them from my room safe. and when I tell her I'm going to take a quick shower, she skips off to her own cabin, singing Rusted Roots, Send Me On My Way. She moves on to the Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be, while I'm shaving, hearing her soft accent, trying to wrap around words like haver, has me laughing so hard I nick my chin. She encores with Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing, as I pull on a black muscle shirt and relaxed jeans. Hearing her singing makes the prospect of corridor watching less bleak. And I grab a reward for her that might make the time pass faster for both of us. When I lock the connecting door behind me and survey her cabin, I realize I underestimated my little girl. There's no sign of her or the laptops, but there's no question where they are. Inside a huge fort of cushions and bedding she's built between the couches and desk. As I walk over to the blanket fort, I hear a giggle. Where did Emily go? A peal of giggles answers me. I move back to the bed and pretend to check under it. No, not here. When I turn around, I catch a pair of bright eyes peeping at me before she ducks back inside the fort. Where's Emily? More wild giggles. I lift the edge of the blankets and don't look inside. Is she in here? Yes, Daddy. She crawls forward on her hands and knees so she can peer up at me with a cheek-splitting grin. I built a fort. I see that. Is it big enough for Daddy? She nods earnestly. I made it Daddy's size. It's even big enough for a wolf, Daddy. But you have to come in on your hands and knees. She shuffles back and I squeeze in, careful not to bring the whole thing down on our heads. There's plenty of space inside, easily seen from the pile of pillows she's lying on, while the laptop is on the floor in front of her, so she can type. I stretch out behind her, keeping my surprise hidden behind my back. She wriggles so she's resting against my length, and sighs happily when I nuzzle her neck, before she taps my laptop to start the playback. I have an idea on how we can make this pass a little faster, baby doll. I whisper into her hair as the empty corridor begins rolling. Yes, Daddy? Take off your shorts and I'll show you. I help her wiggle out of her shorts, then draw her leg back over mine so she's open to me. I tickle her labia gently with my fingertips, until I'm sure her clit isn't too tender, while she wriggles and giggles, just as I'm turning on the clit licker and applying it to her slick hood. She jolts. Daddy! I freeze, thinking I've hurt her. I track her eyes to the screen on my laptop and watch the door to cabin D21 close behind a red-haired woman. Back it up, baby. Let's see that again. She pouts but doesn't protest. My good girl. And taps my laptop so the footage reverses. In rewind, we watch the redhead walk backwards out of the door. A tall, black-haired man following her in a strange reverse procession. They pause for a moment at the door. Black appears for a second, and then the door closes, and they goose-step backwards up the corridor. Ooh, it's weird in reverse, Emily says. Yes, it sure is. I wait until they disappear from the frame, then hit playback at normal speed. The man and woman appear, obviously conversing, but the CCTV doesn't have audio, so I can't hear what they're saying, before they stop at Black's door and knock. He appears, lets them in, and the door closes behind them. The camera didn't catch the man's face. There are a couple of decent frames of the woman in profile, while she was waiting for the man to proceed into her room. Guess he's not a gentleman. I reverse and fast forward the footage a few times just to make sure. At least we've got the woman. How do you want me to enter that? Man and woman enter Black's cabin, I tell her. Put an action item next to that. Review passenger ID. Does that mean we have to look through all the passenger photos? Might do, baby doll. But I'm hoping these two will be the couple that Christian Olsen mentioned. As a first step, I'm going to email a headshot of the woman to Olsen and see if she can confirm. We've got the woman's first name already, so that might narrow it down. I can do that. Emily taps away for a minute, going backwards and forwards until she gets a clear image of the woman's face. She takes a screenshot and saves it to my desktop so I can email it later. Efficient little girl. Okay. Let's see when they leave. I press fast forward again. After a few minutes of closed door and empty corridor, it becomes clear this isn't a quick visit. My hand strays back between Emily's legs. You just have to agree that was fun. I haven't played castles in years, and certainly not that way. And his hands moving between her thighs afterwards. Well, that just adds to the fun. I've put all the links for Daddy Dom PI in the description, so you can go ahead and grab your copy now. I know. I promised you two exclusives tonight, and you've been so good. Now, if you've had a little look around my work, you'll have noticed that I've started doing more and more audiobooks. This is a conscious decision. I think it gives so much more fun when the audios are longer. What do you think? So, there is an audiobook to be released very soon. It's written by Carrie Davis and is a very sensual gay erotic romance. Can't Buy Me Love. This is one little scene from it. And yes, not even the publishers heard it yet. It's just between you and me. The kissed almost frantic as Colt leaned closer, not caring who saw them. He wanted any contact he could get with Pierce, and he sensed Pierce felt the same as he slipped from the stall, moving to stand between Pierce's legs that looped around him, anchoring him closer, pressing their straining cocks together through the barrier of their pants. Hands on Pierce's shoulders to support himself, Colt was breathless when the kiss broke, and he watched, arousal growing, as Pierce unbuttoned his shirt, slipping his hands inside. Colt trembled at the feel of his strong hands against his skin. His eyes drifted closed, and a small cry escaped him when Pierce's thumbs brushed over his already sensitive nipples, playing with them, teasing them until Colt was nearly writhing against him, biting down hard on his lips to keep from begging Pierce to touch him even more intimately. Forcing open his eyes, Colt realized the bartender had not only set their drinks on the bar in front of them, he had stood, arms folded over his chest, watching them. Colt flushed, even as Pierce glanced at the man and smiled. Gorgeous, isn't he? That he is. The bartender looked at Colt with hungry eyes. I get a break in 20 minutes. If you guys are looking for someone to join in. He glanced at Pierce, and Colt watched as Pierce smiled but shook his head. No offense, but I've never been good at sharing. If you change your mind, you know where to find me. The bartender fired Colt another lustful look before returning to work. Colt glanced at Pierce, feeling a little surprised. He had thought for certain Pierce would go for it. Not that he had wanted him to, but he really didn't care to be shared with anyone. But Pierce was paying for his services, and if he had wanted that, Colt wouldn't have objected. I told him the truth. Pierce seemed to sense his surprise. I don't share. I don't want to see any other man touching you. I'd much rather be doing the touching myself. He reached for his beer, taking a sip, but he made no attempt to move away from Colt, who stood between his legs, savoring the feel of Pierce's hands resting on his back. Pierce Wilder truly was a complex man. One Colt liked more than he should. He knew. But the first time in a long time, he didn't feel like a hired sexual companion. He felt like Pierce wanted to be with him. And Colt decided that, for just a little while, he would forget that he was being paid to be in Pierce's bed, because he knew he would want to be there, even if money wasn't involved. Reaching for his own beer, he took a long sip, licking the moisture from his lips as Pierce watched him and smiled. Leaning in, he placed his lips close to Pierce's ear. Want to give someone a show? You okay with that? Colt pulled back and nodded, oddly touched that Pierce had thought to ask, that he was actually concerned with his comfort level. In that case, Pierce stood, tossed some money on the bar for their drinks, and took Colt by the hand. I may not share, but I'm not above showing you off. I like the idea of people being green with envy when they realize you'll be going home with me when all is said and done. Pierce did seem just a little possessive, but in a playful, flattering way. Completely unlike Dean, who Colt refused to think about as Pierce led him through the main part of the club. Down another long hall that finally opened into rows of rooms with two-way mirrors. Most of the rooms they passed were occupied with couples, sometimes more than one, each eagerly taking part in various sexual acts. Others stood outside, watching, couples pressed together, enjoying the show, and some finding ways to release their own desire. It was all very arousing, but not nearly as arousing as knowing Pierce wanted him. They finally came to a door to an obviously empty room, and Pierce opened it, felt along the wall for a light switch, flipped it, and stepped inside. Colt didn't hesitate to follow. He already knew, without a doubt, that he would follow Pierce Wilder anywhere he wanted to go. A reality that should have troubled him, but didn't. He stepped into the room and looked around slowly, finding nothing too intimidating. The room had a plush leather sofa, a leather-covered bench, and dark walls lined with various handcuffs, paddles, whips, and other items of that nature. Pierce closed and locked the door, and Colt turned to face him, gut clenching with desire, just seeing the burning lust in Pierce's hazel green eyes. People saw us come in here, Colt. I saw them watching. I know they were watching you. Not just me, you too. Think so? I know it. Anyone would be a fool not to. You're the sexiest man I've ever seen. But it's more than that. More than being sexy. He has no idea how people are drawn to him. How he could have any man in this place on his knees with nothing more than a smile. Watching as Pierce crossed to him, Colt's eyes held his as Pierce pushed the already unbuttoned shirt from his shoulders before reaching for his belt. Colt sucked in a breath at the teasing feel of Pierce's fingers brushing over his taut stomach muscles. He could feel his cock swell and he bit his lip, trying to control what he felt, and not just the desire. His feelings were starting to play a part in this. Maybe they had started from the moment he stepped into Pierce's apartment. He didn't know for certain, but he knew it could and would spell serious trouble for him if he wasn't careful. Just a whore. Prettier than most, but still a whore. Recalling Dean's words made him shiver, and Pierce's hands stalled while unbuttoning his pants, his eyes concerned. Are you okay? I'm fine. If you're uncomfortable. Not with you or this. Pierce held his eyes for a moment, then nodded, and Colt was grateful he had managed to cover his brief lapse. Forget Dean. You're with Pierce. He's nothing like Dean. He has a soul. With a quick few moves, Pierce had the pants unbuttoned and unzipped and pushed down his hips. Stepping free from the garment, Colt basked in the way Pierce was looking at him, with hungry heat and a need in his eyes that reflected what Colt was feeling. It was powerful and, he had to admit, rather intoxicating. He knew Pierce was really getting into the moment as his hands moved slowly up Colt's bare chest. Your skin is incredible. Thumbs brushing over his nipples. And these. Pierce lowered his hand, sucking one nub into his mouth, teasing it with his tongue and teeth. And Colt moaned, his back arcing into the pleasure. His cock was throbbing with need. His heart pounding. It amazed him how Pierce aroused him, pushed his desires. For the first time in years, he trusted someone completely, and it frightened as much as it thrilled him. Disappointed when Pierce pulled back, he tried not to pout, but Pierce's deep chuckle told him he had failed. Want to put on a real show? God, yes. Pierce smiled that sexy, confident smile that made Colt's knees weak, took his hand and walked into the centre of the room. It was thrilling to know people were watching them, even though Colt couldn't see them. Knowing they were there fueled his desire as Pierce turned him toward the leather-padded bench that was roughly waist-high. Do you know what I want? Pierce whispered against his ear, and Colt nodded. Yes. Are you comfortable with that? I'm comfortable with anything, everything you want. He heard Pierce growl, a deep, hungry sound that made Colt smile as Pierce kissed the back of his neck. Bend over the bench. So, Camp By Me Love is out in a few weeks. I will of course let you know when, and I might even lace a few teasers in future episodes of this podcast. I might even give you a teaser of the BDSM scenes. Now you're excited. As always, it's been a lot of fun joining you in bed. Until next week, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild. Wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.